2020 Democrats Honor Michael Brown, Pedal Hands Up Don't Shoot Narrative. By Hannah Blow on August 12, 2019. Many 2020 Democrat candidates tweeted out a message marking the five-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death Friday, peddling the false hands up, don't shoot narrative and accusing the police officer of murdering Brown, a narrative that has been proven to be patently false, even by the Obama-era's Department of Justice. Michael Brown, a burglary suspect, was fatally shot by Officer Darren Wilson in 2014 after Brown charged him and attempted to take his gun. His death triggered the violent riots in Ferguson in 2014. The left largely touted a false narrative that Wilson shot him while Brown had his hands up. The autopsy report, however, corroborated Wilson's story, suggesting that Brown did indeed attempt to take Wilson's gun, that Wilson shot him in the hand over it, and that Brown charged Wilson with his hands down, Breitbart News reported. Despite that, 5 years later, Democrats continue to peddle the blatantly false narrative, with some going as far as accusing Officer Wilson of murder. 5 years ago, Michael Brown was murdered by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael was unarmed, yet he was shot six times, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, wrote Friday. I stand with activists and organizers who continue the fight for justice for Michael. We must confront systemic racism and police violence head-on, she added. Michael Brown's murder forever changed Ferguson and America, Senator Kamala Harris concurred. His tragic death sparked a desperately needed conversation and a nationwide movement, she added. We must fight for stronger accountability and racial equity in our justice system. Michael Brown should be alive today, Sanders wrote, implying that Officer Wilson did something immoral by acting out of self-defense. 5 years after his death, we must finally end police violence against people of color. More. Despite the 2020 candidates' insistence that Officer Wilson's actions were unwarranted, the Department of Justice did not see it that way. According to the Obama-era's DOJ report, the left's insistence upon touting the false narrative led to clashes and sheer upheaval in cities across the nation.